This week, Independent Senator Cory Bernardi announced his retirement from politics. The high-profile Conservative made waves in his time, but how successful was he in influencing the political landscape? Eduardo Jordan found out more.
Senator Cory Bernardi entered federal politics in 2006 by filling a vacancy left by the resignation of former Liberal Senator Robert Hill. After a period of dissatisfaction with the Liberal Party, he launched Australian Conservatives in 2017, but deregistered it this year. Associate Professor of Politics at the University of Technology Sydney's Institute of Public Policy and Governance, Bly Grant, says Mr. Bernardi's retirement isn't a big surprise.
Well, I think it comes as somewhat of, I guess it's relatively predictable because his party, the Australian Conservatives, failed radically at the last federal election. It failed to gather any modicum of electoral support. But at the same time as well, I guess it will be disappointing because he was certainly an unusual senator, a senator with very strong conservative views, very different conservative views, and a diligent and hardworking senator who believed in the virtues of politics.
He says his views differed from what most Australians would call conservative.
Cory Bernardi's retirement signals that Australia isn't really amenable to his particular brand of conservatism. Cory Bernardi is an interesting conservative. He's outspoken. He's very family-oriented. He's nationalist. But at the same time, he's not what we would describe as a Burkean conservative in John Howard's sense. And he's not a traditional economic dry either in the sense of someone like Peter Costello. He's a more complex moral figure than that. He was more like a Republican from the United States of America.
And while Mr. Bernardi voiced similar views to the United States Republican Party, he wasn't successful with his party.
It's interesting that the Cory Bernardi experiment hasn't really worked. I mean, we've seen this from South Australia recently in Nick Xenophon's failed move to state parliament. So maybe these guys in South Australia get a little bit ahead of themselves and there's not too many checks on their imagination. But I think that Cory Bernardi will be remembered as a very individualistic style of conservative, very atypical, I think, in the Australian political milieu. I'm sure he's someone that's not going to run out of things to do. He's very energetic and things like that. So I'm sure we'll see him in the private sector or in some other capacity.
Political commentator from Griffith University, Dr. Paul Williams, says Mr. Bernardi won't be missed.
No, I don't see Cory Bernardi to have been a major player as such. You know, he was only a parliamentary secretary when he was dismissed by Tony Abbott over same-sex marriage remarks some years ago. And while he was a power broker in the Liberal Party in South Australia, again, South Australia is not exactly the powerhouse state of Australian conservatism. So, in other words, while he's been an interesting footnote, I suppose, to conservative politics and arch-conservative politics in Australia, he's not exactly the linchpin of conservative politics. So, you know, it's not a question of, I don't think he'll be terribly missed in the Australian conservative pantheon over time.
Dr. Williams says the religious basis of Mr. Bernardi's views made them unpopular with the public. He says less religious parties have resonated better with voters.
Cory Bernardi was trying to carve out an arch-conservative, a very conservative position to the right of the Liberal Party based on Christian faith. And that's a very tiny constituency in Australia. It's much bigger than the United States. Now, there is a much bigger constituency in Australian politics, especially regional politics, for people who want to be to the right of the Liberal Party or even to the right of the National Party. And those reactionary conservatives generally find a home among, say, One Nation voters or Qatar Australia Party voters. And again, the research tells us that One Nation voters are not terribly religious. They hold very strong right-wing views on things like perhaps gay marriage, scepticism of climate change, scepticism of certain types of immigration. But at the same time, they don't hold terribly religious views. So that's where Cory Bernardi fell down.
He also says Mr. Bernardi will be remembered as a politician who was out of touch.
Well, I think Cory Bernardi, for being a rather, quite apart from being an articulate politician, he was also, I think he'll also be remembered for being quite a polemical politician, a divisive politician. And he was often upbraided by party colleagues and leaders for perhaps stirring the pot that didn't need stirring. So I think a lot of people remember Cory Bernardi as an arch-conservative figure who may be out of touch with mainstream public opinion and perhaps was more polemical than he needed to be.
And that's Paul Williams from Griffith University ending that story by Eduardo Jordan.